Title: Creating Crackly Impacts from Paper and Cloth Intermediate. Alright, let's build some drum and bass impacts that don't just go boom but actually feel physical. We're going for that crackly, papery bite on the front, plus an organic cloth thump underneath, so when the drop hits, it sounds like something just slammed into the room. And we're doing it with stock Ableton Live tools, so you can recreate this anywhere, save it as a rack, and resample a whole little custom impact pack in one session. Before we touch any plugins, here's the mindset that makes this work. Impact equals microcomposition. Think of it in three time zones. First, 0 to about 20 milliseconds is definition. That's your snap. If this part is weak, your impact won't read on small speakers. Then 20 to 120 milliseconds is your texture bloom. That's the crackle and the paper energy that makes it feel detailed. And 120 to 600 milliseconds is perceived size. That's cloth body and the reverb tail. If this is too long or too messy, it smears the groove. If it's missing entirely, the hit feels small. Cool. Step 0. Source and record. For paper, you want a few different behaviors. A folded paper snap gives you a nice sharp transient. Crumpling gives you dense noise. Tearing gives you a gritty crackle. Sliding paper near the mic gives you air and hiss, which is surprisingly useful. For cloth, we're after low mid energy. Hit a hoodie on a table. Punch a pillow. Whip a towel for a little snap plus air. Record a bunch in one take, like 10 to 20 hits, because variation is everything in drum and bass. If you repeat the exact same impact every 16 bars, it starts to feel like a video game sample. Recording level tip. Keep peaks around -12 dBFS. You can always push later, but if you clip the recording, that crackly high end turns into ugly digital shards fast. If you're recording straight into live, throw a utility on the input channel and pull gain down about 6 dB as a safety pad. Now bring your recording into Ableton. Step 1. Shop and pick the best transients. Drop the recording on an audio track. Then slice to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. Use one sampler per slice, or sampler if your version does that, either is fine. Then audition. You're hunting three categories: 1 to 3 paper snaps that are bright and short, 1 to 3 paper crackles that have interesting texture, not just white noise, and 1 to 3 cloth hits that have a satisfying low mid thump. This part matters. In DNB, the groove is so fast and busy that a messy tail will fight your snare reverb, your hats, and your bass movement. So choose slices that already have the right attitude, then you'll do less heavy processing. Now we build the rack. Step 2. Build the paper crack impact. We'll start with two chains, snap and crackle. Create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. Make two chains. Chain is snap. Load your sharpest paper snap into sampler. Set it to one shot. Warp off unless something weird is happening. Trim the start so there's no pre-noise before the transient. And use a tiny fade in half a millisecond to maybe 2 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks, while keeping the snap intact. Then process it. First, EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Paper doesn't need low end. That's just wasted headroom. Then add a small presence bump around 3 to 6kHz, maybe plus 2 to 4 dB, depending on the recording. Next, saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB with soft clip-on. The goal is bite and density, not just loudness. Then drum bus as your stock transient shaper. Keep it subtle. Transient maybe plus 10 to plus 30, and keep boom off on this chain. Listen carefully here, too much transient and you get that cheap click that sounds separate from the body. Now chain bead is crackle. Load a crumple or tear slice into sampler, one shot again. Shorten it to roughly 100 to 400 milliseconds. You want it to bloom around the snap, not turn into a long SHHHHH tail. Process the crackle. EQ 8 first. High pass higher, like 500 to 1200 Hz. So it stays airy and doesn't cloud your low mids. If you want extra fizz, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12kHz. Then redux for that crunchy DNB-friendly grit. Try bit reduction around 6 to 10 bits. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. The trick is subtlety. If it screams bit crusher, back off or lower the chain volume. We want texture, not a gimmick. Optionally add auto filter high pass 12 dB mode. And use the envelope to open slightly on louder parts. That gives each hit dynamic brightness without needing an LFO. It's one of those tiny changes that makes repeated hits feel less copy-pasted. Now balance snap versus crackle. Snap should hit first and define the moment. Crackle should feel like it flares around it. If you solo your impact and it sounds impressive but then disappears in the mix, it's usually because snap is too quiet, or crackle is too wide and loses center in mono. We'll handle stereo in a bit. Step 3. Add cloth body for weight without sub chaos. Add a third chain in the same rack called cloth body. Load your cloth hit into simpler, one shot. Trim the start. Add a small fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Now, if you want more weight, try transposing down. Minus 12 to minus 24 semitones can work, but listen for artifacts. Sometimes the artifacts are actually cool for neuroish textures, but if it starts sounding like rubber, pull it back. Process cloth with discipline. EQ 8. High pass at 30 to 58 Z. You do not want to invade the sub lane. That lane belongs to your bass and your kick relationship. Then, if you need chest, add a gentle boost around 120 to 220 Hz. If it gets boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz by a couple dB. Then drum bus, drive 5 to 20%. Boom is optional and dangerous. If you use it, keep it low, like 0 to 20%, and pick a boom frequency around 50 to 80 Hz only if it's not fighting your existing sub. This is one of those sounds amazing solo, ruins the drop knobs, so be honest with yourself. Optional glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 4:1, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This can make the cloth feel glued to the snap instead of trailing behind it. Quick teacher note, clip gain before processing beats, fix it in the chain. In each simpler, adjust the gain so snap, crackle and cloth are hitting a similar working level before saturator and drum bus. Your transient tools respond way more predictably when the input level is consistent. Step 4. Give it a control D then B tail. We want size, but we want timing. Create a return track called impact verb, or put the reverb inside the rack if you prefer keeping everything self-contained. Use hybrid reverb, algorithmic or convolution. Both work. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so your transient stays clean. Low cut in the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Optionally high cut around 7 to 12 kHz if you want it darker and less fizzy. After the reverb, put EQ 8 and high pass again around 250 to 500 Hz and notch any ringing if you hear a resonant note. Send strategy. Send the crackle the most. Send a touch of cloth. Keep snap mostly dry. If you drown snap in reverb, the impact stops being an impact and becomes a whoosh. Step 5. Make it hit like a record. Bus processing and resampling. Group the whole rack to an impact bus. On the bus, add EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clean rumble. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 3 to 5 kHz can calm it down without killing definition. Add a saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on, then a limiter with ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, just catching peaks, not flattening it into a brick. If you see it shaving off like 6 dB, you're not making it loud. You're removing the punch you just built. Now a key DNB workflow. Resampling for fast iteration. Create a new audio track named Resample. Set input to resampling. Record 10 to 20 variations. Change one thing at a time. For example, cloth pitch down 12 on one pass, down 24 on another, or crackle brightness on one pass, or tail length. When you name them, be intentional. Something like PC Impact a cloth 12 tail short. Future you will thank you. This is where it turns from cool experiment into a personal sample pack you actually use. Now, we do a couple high impact pro moves that make this feel expensive. Stereo control. Keep the transient center. Put utility on the snap chain and reduce width to somewhere between 0 and 50%. Keep it mono-ish so it punches through. Then on crackle you can widen, like 120 to 160%. But do a mono check. If the impact loses center punch in mono, pull the width back, or high pass the widened component higher, so the center stays solid. Timing trick, use track delay as a feel knob. Leave snap at 0 milliseconds. Delay crackle by about plus 8 to plus 20 milliseconds. Delay cloth by plus 0 to plus 8 milliseconds. This creates front-to-back depth without adding more reverb. The transient stays clean, and the texture blooms behind it like a real object in space. Alright, let's place these impacts in an actual rolling DNB arrangement. At 174 BPM, three placements are basically cheat codes. 1. The pre-drop warning shot. Put a papery crack impact right before the drop, like bar 7 beat 4, or even the last 8th note. Automate the reverb send up just for that one hit. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Add negative space. Mute drums for an 8th note before that impact. Silence makes the transient feel twice as loud without touching the fader. 2. The drop slam. Layer your impact with a kick, maybe a sub drop if you're using one. Keep the impact short so the kick transient stays king. If the cloth body is stepping on the kick, sidechain the cloth chain or the whole impact bus to the kick with the compressor. You're not trying to hear pumping, you're just making room for the kick's attack. 3. Mid-phrase punctuation. Every 8 bars, add a quieter impact, often just snap plus crackle, shorter tail. It keeps momentum without adding more drums. Think of it like a drummer throwing a little accent to reset attention. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because they're super common with this exact technique. Too much low end in the cloth layer. It'll fight your sub and make the limiter work overtime. High pass is your friend, overdoing drum bus transient. It gets spiky fast and turns into a click. If you hear mouse click instead of object hit, back it down. Reverb too long or too wide. It smears the groove. In most ENB contexts, keep it under about 1.2 seconds. No variation. Resample variants. Harsh top end buildup around 6 to 10 kHz. Paper plus saturation can get brittle. Use gentle EQ cuts or a high cut on the crackle chain or the reverb return. Let's add a couple intermediate variations you can try once the basic rock works. Zip tier impact. Take a paper slide or tier, reverse it, shorten to 150 to 300 milliseconds, and place it just before the snap. Add a tight high-pass filter sweep so it sips into the hit. That's great for builds. Flam impact. Duplicate your snap chain. Delay the duplicate by 10 to 25 milliseconds. Make it slightly quieter, and low-pass it a bit so it's darker. Suddenly the impact feels bigger without relying on reverb. DNB stamp version. If your drop is already saturated and dense, hard gate the impact bus. Fast release. Set threshold so only the initial hit survives. Now it's a punchy marker instead of a smeary effect. And one more mix translation hack. Put a consistent impact at the start of each 16 or 32 bars while you arrange. If those markers stay clear in mono and at low volume, your transient balance is probably in a good place. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Record or find 10 seconds of paper and 10 seconds of cloth. Slice to MIDI and choose one snap, one crackle, one thump. Build the three-chain rack. Snap, crackle, cloth. Create 5 variations by changing crackle level, cloth pitch, and reverb send amount. This audio version is shortened for playback.